This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
David Jenkins, Sean Balint back with you here at Pena High School. We're minutes away from the opening pitch of this 2A regional championship game between the Hillsborough Hilltoppers and the Pena Panthers. Hillsborough, the true visiting team as these regionals this season, not hosted by any singular side. It is the better seed hosting each regional game. So Pena being the top seed in this regional, hosting the regional championship game, being able to get here. Your starting lineup for the Hillsborough Hilltoppers, leading off and playing second base, will be Dylan Smale. Batting second and playing shortstop is Drake Vogel. Batting third and playing first base is Jace Teakin. Batting fourth and catching is Blaze Helton. Batting fifth and doing the pitching for the Hilltoppers today, Declan Riggs. Batting sixth and designated hitting is Ian Malloy. He is actually hitting for the third baseman, who is Devin Spicer. Batting seventh for Hillsborough, the center fielder Hayden Grossenheider. Batting eighth for the Toppers is the right fielder Gavin Matouche. And batting ninth is the left fielder Drew Willman. So once more for Hillsborough, it is Smale, Vogel, Teakin, Helton, Riggs, Malloy, Grossenheider, Matouche, and Willman. For the Pena Panthers, defensively, they look like this. On the infield, third baseman is Evan Swisher. At shortstop, it is Ryan Carback. The second baseman is Bryce Bieber. And at first base, it is Bo Kreister. In the outfield, left to right, left fielder is Austin Puckett. The center fielder is Brendan Schoonover. And the right fielder is Drew Hackler. Catching today for the Pena Panthers is Sam Beck. As we mentioned earlier, the pitcher for Pena is the senior left-hander, Lane Funman.
Yeah, they come in with a lot of momentum themselves. They just disassembled the New Berlin Pretzels 9-1 Friday to advance here, basically left them tied in knots. It's going to be interesting to see what happens as we're looking at that American flag in left center field. The wind out of the south at 9 miles an hour, the humidity sitting at 63%. Things could be really interesting when those left-handed batters or the batters adept at hitting the other way stand in from the right side of the plate.
Well, it's going to be especially interesting for us because that right field corner is completely blocked off from our vantage point. It's just the dimensions, just the way the field is set up here at Pena. We are going to rely heavily on the base umpire to tell us whether anything down the line is fair or foul, because once it gets beyond the infield dirt, we can't see anything.
Yeah, that's one of the quirks of the business.
It's true. So again, Funneman, the last time I actually saw him 2 years ago in the regional semifinal game, Pena hosted Carlinville. That was a game the Cavies won on their way to a regional championship. They eventually found their season ending in the sectional semifinal to a very good Pleasant Plains team. But it is Hillsborough at Pena in this regional championship game. And stepping into the batter's box to start this one off is the right-handed hitting Dylan Smale, who is again at second base for the Toppers today. It is a beautiful day today. No precipitation at the first pitch. And we are underway as Smale fouls the first pitch straight back for strike one.
And working against the left-hander, get a good view of the pitch coming your way, or at least a better view than usual.
Funneman, a tall, lanky left fielder, or excuse me, pitcher, left-handed pitcher. And the second one he fires is a fastball called strike two, so a quick 0-2 count on the Topper's second baseman. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI AM 1540, FM 106.9, and 92.9. Smale stays alive, fouling one off straight back, and already the on-deck hitter, Drake Vogel, very busy.
Boy, good cut there. Missed that one by just a nose from doing some damage with it on an 0-2 count.
Not seeing any off-speed pitches through the first three pitches thus far. We'll see if we see one in this bat. That's one, but it stays outside, and it is 1-2 now. Appeared to be some sort of breaking ball that didn't break nearly enough. 1-2 count on Dylan Smale. The pitch is swung on and missed. There was an off-speed pitch, and Smale well out in front of it. And he is down swinging for the first out of this ballgame. And that brings up the Hillsborough shortstop, Drake Vogel.
Yeah, it's a joy to watch him hit. You know, you just look at his physical build. He's able to extend his arms, and, boy, he has been a versatile talent for this club.
First pitch he sees in this at-bat is right down central, called strike one. it's this way in the major leagues, kind of bleeding that way into college, but a lot of lineups, managers will construct their lineups to where their best hitter is hitting second. I don't know if that's the case in high school ball. As home plate umpire says, Vogel could not hold up on checking his swing, so a quick 0-2 count on the topper shortstop.
That was like an elevator in free fall, dropped about five floors.
The 0-2 pitch to Vogel. There's a high fly ball down the right field line. It's going to go well out of play near the tree. It is such good field condition right now. It looks like a golf course when you look behind you.
It's a par 3 in right field, par 4 in left.
That's right. So the 0-2 pitch to Vogel, another off-speed pitch, tried to get Vogel to chase, but he did not, so it's 1-2 now.
Yeah, it's something. You just see what a cool, as a cucumber customer he is, that 0-2 count. You see some guys that get a little jittery. Vogel's just, you know, just another day at the office.
I think he had a special grip on his bat that, well, I don't know how special it was, but regardless, he's not going to have it for these upcoming pitches as he hands it off to his coach, Kyle McBrain, down the third baseline, and we are ready to resume play here again. 1-2 the count on Drake Vogel. One out. Top of the first inning of this regional championship game. Another off-speed pitch. Vogel does not give in, and it is 2-2 now.
That's interesting. Just to get, you know, technical, you know, it's he's a tall guy from below the torso, and pretty good distance up to that kneecap.
Yeah, that's right. The 2-2 pitch, rather, misses inside, does not get the call on the inside corner. It'll be a full count now on Vogel, so good at bat by the topper shortstop, two batters into this ball game. The 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss, and he was behind on that fastball, and Funneman has struck out the first two pair of toppers, or the first two toppers here in this top of the first inning.
Hey, you got to like Vogel's attitude. He's back to the dugout, just getting ready for his next chance up. I mean, yeah, not happy with the result, but just, you know, puts it in the past.
That's right. And with two outs now, that brings up the right-handed hitting first baseman, Jace Teakin. First pitch to Teakin is inside for ball one. The first time Funneman has fallen behind a hitter, but it is well early, only three batters into this game. 1-0 pitch on the way to Teakin. There's a high fly ball down the right field line. That's well foul again, and it is 1-1.
This is a team that definitely would like to jump ahead early. Of course, every team does, but especially on the road, they like to get that momentum.
1-1 the count on Jace Teakin. Lane Funneman on the mound for the Painted Panthers. Another fastball. This one called strike. It is 1-2 now. And we'll see if Teakin can square something up down in the count, 1-2.
Boy, a quick pace, too.
Funneman is ready. He has a sign. Off-speed pitch called strike three, and Funneman strikes out the side.
Wow.
This one is looking. We've played a half an inning of baseball here from Pena. After that half inning, your score, Hillsboro nothing. Pena coming to bat. You're listening to High School Baseball on AM 1540, FM 106.9, and 92.9. And Hillsboro goes down in order in the top of the first inning. Leading off for Pena in the bottom of the first will be the catcher Sam Beck. He is followed by center fielder Brendan Schoonover. Batting third is the second baseman Bryce Bieber. Batting fourth for Pena today, the pitcher Lane Funneman. Batting fifth is the right fielder Drew Hackler. Batting sixth and the designated hitter is Caden Angel. He is hitting for the shortstop Ryan Carback. Batting seventh and playing first base is Bo Kreister. Batting 8th and playing 3rd base, Evan Swisher. And batting 9th and playing left field for Pena is Austin Puckett. Declan Riggs, the lefty for Hillsboro, fires in a first pitch strike, and we are underway in the bottom of the first inning. Good start for the Hillsboro freshman.
I don't think he knows he's a freshman, does he?
He doesn't pitch like it, that's for sure. And there's one that's just a little bit low, evens up the count 1-1. A lefty-lefty matchup in this ball game today. You got the lefty senior for Pena, the lefty freshman for the Toppers. There's a breaking pitch that stays well high, and it is 2-1 now. Pena rather had a deep postseason run on their minds coming into this season. They knew they'd have a good team as there's a foul ball off to the right side and out of play. That evens up the count 2-2.
That's when it pays to not get too engrossed into your smartphone.
That's right.
Otherwise, your face may change colors.
Well, it was slow enough. It might not have hurt that bad.
Get some limp plumper you didn't buy.
The 2-2 pitch to Beck is low and inside. It is 3-2 now.
I've just heard years of commercials. That's all I even know what that is.
And wind picking up a little bit, blowing out towards right field. The 3-2 pitch to Beck is called. Strike three on the inside corner, and the first strikeout of the game for Declan Riggs.
He wants that one back.
We've seen four batters today, four strikeouts in this combined matchup. And that brings up Brendan Schooniver for Pena.
We're going at a pace Rob Manfred would love.
Absolutely.
An hour and 15-minute baseball game.
Riggs takes a long pause here to this first pitch, and now he fires, and there's a weak ground ball down the third baseline for strike one.
Yeah, I like his delivery. It's he really isn't tipping his pitches, and then there's that final stage of the windup where all of a sudden he just fast forwards.
There's a line drive, base hit down the left field line. That stays fair, and Schooniver is going to round first. He's headed to second for extra bases. Slides, it does not slide in. But he is into second base, standing up with a one-out double, rather.
Yeah, I mean, good throw from left. Pretty tough play there for the third baseman. It was just kind of hooked and found its spot.
And with one out and a runner on second base for the Toppers, or for Pena, rather, Bryce Bieber steps to the plate. He bats with old school, no batting gloves. That can smart if you hit it in the right spot. First pitch to Bieber is low for ball one. You know, the delivery from Riggs reminds me a little bit of Billy Wagner back in the day.
Yeah.
The 1-0 pitch on the way from Riggs to Bieber. Kind of has a little bit of a short arm delivery. That one is low and inside. It's 2-0 now.
And he doesn't have the Fu Manchu, but the hair reminds me of Gorman Thomas.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you're under 40, you're saying, Gorman who?
Well, you could go to Eric Gagne as well. Gagne had a similar do out there. 2-0 is the count on Bryce Bieber of Pena. This one is a high pitch, skied on the infield, creeping into the outfield. The right fielder coming in. That is Gavin Matouche making the catch. And they fire into second base, trying to catch Schooniver napping. He does not take the bait. And he's safe at second base.
That was something to get that kind of contact because that ball was, that's as high a hard one as you get.
Yeah. It would have been ball three, but he bailed Riggs out of it. And now with two outs and a runner on second, Funneman steps to the plate looking to help his own cause. That's a good block behind the plate by Blaze Helton. The runner is headed to third. Does not slide again, but he is in safely. So Schooniver takes third base on the wild pitch. And the count is 1-0 on Funneman. So now the lead run just 90 feet away for Pena. A lefty-lefty matchup here, and the pitch is high to Funneman. It is now 2-0. Funneman holds his hands over the plate. The pitch is a high pop fly straight back. It's going to go out of play. It'll be 2-1. There's been a lot of debate amongst the major league circles about whether or not Billy Wagner should be in the Hall of Fame. I personally think he should be, Sean.
Absolutely. Say big games, no question about it in my mind.
Elite strikeout stuff. That one is outside. It is 3-1 now on Funneman. Still on the ballot. I don't think he's run out of chances. I could be wrong. I don't know how many more times he's got on there, but there's a swing and a miss, and
you get tired sometimes of people responding to personalities.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, Trevor came out to Hell's Bells in San Diego, and we respond to that.
The 3-2 pitch on the way from Riggs to Funneman is high. It is ball four, and that'll put the second runner on this inning. It'll be runners on the corners for Pena with the fifth-place hitter, Drew Hackler, coming to the plate.
Yeah, Lee Smith didn't go up there with a big personality. He just, like, old country boy strolling to the mound, and, you know, that shouldn't matter, but it does, just like the wide receiver thing in the NFL or the Hall of Fame.
Absolutely.
Isaac Bruce didn't just focus on the game, and that's not the path to immortality.
Funneman being the pitcher for Pena will come out for a courtesy runner. Jackson Rhodes will be the runner at first base for Pena. The Panthers with runners on first and third, two outs here in the bottom of the first inning. We are scoreless of this regional championship game, and there's a foul straight back for strike one off the bat of Drew Hackler. Mariano Rivera didn't really have much of a personality either. I mean, his intimidation came from his pure ability to get guys out.
Yeah, and those pinstripes helped too.
It certainly did. 0-1 the count on Drew Hackler of Pena. The Panthers looking to score here. Hillsborough trying to keep it a scoreless game in this opening frame. That's going to be a tough play. It is through for a base hit. Pena grabs a 1-0 lead after the RBI single from Drew Hackler.
Boy, you know, classic Taylor manufacturing runs, aggressive on the base paths, executed well, and sure enough, on the board first.
Yeah, that wild pitch didn't get that far away from the catcher, but it got far enough away the runner could advance to third in the previous at-bat, and that was the difference. And now Caden Angel bats for Pena. The first pitch he sees is low for ball one. First and second for Pena. 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the first inning. Declan Riggs pitches one high. Angel thought about swinging but lays off wisely, and it is 2-0. Waiting on deck for the Panthers, Bo Kreister, if Angel can extend this inning. The 2-0 pitch is high, and it is 3-0 now, and Riggs struggling with his command in this bottom of the first inning.
Yeah, when he reaches back for something extra, it is up in the stratosphere right now.
And Pena not going to be too antsy to swing unless it's beautiful. That one caught enough of the plate. It is 3-1.
Yeah, and the umpire giving that high strike so far.
Runners stay put. The 3-1 pitch is grounded to the left side. Shortstop has it. He fires the second for the force out, and that ends the inning. But a run does score, and after one inning of play, your score, Pena 1, Hillsborough nothing. We'll be back with the top of the second after this on WSMI. David Jenkins, Sean Balint back with you at Pena High School. We are in the top of the second between Hillsborough and Pena. The Toppers will have their 4, 5, and 6 hitters in their order. That'll be Blaze Helton, Declan Riggs, and Ian Malloy. If anybody can reach, it'll be Hayden Grossenheider. There's a swing and a miss from Helton, and it is quickly 0-1 on the Topper catcher.
This is a pitcher who uses your aggression against you, that's for certain.
Absolutely. 0-1 pitch, breaking pitch again. It is called strike two, and it's now quickly 0-2.
And not just a thrower, but a pitcher indeed.
Funneman with 3 strikeouts already in today's game, looking for number 4. And there it is, called strike 3.
Wow.
4 up, 4 down from Lane Funneman, all via the strikeout.
Now, I've got a prohibition against use of the word wicked because I used it 50 times the other day, but I'll have to use it one last time and sneak it in there. That was just that.
And the first pitch to Riggs is called strike 1. Funneman not wasting any time pounding the strike zone. He is off to a fantastic start here for Pena. He does have a 1-0 lead. And the 0-1 pitch, a breaking pitch, called strike 2.
You know, there's ahead of the count, and then there's owning the count.
Could he have one of those rare immaculate innings? We will see. The 0-2 pitch on the way to Riggs. Breaking pitch, it stays up in the zone, so there goes the immaculate inning. It is 1-2, though, on Riggs. Last season that Funneman had, he was a sophomore pitching in a high school postseason game. Now he's a senior. And a swing and a miss by Riggs. 5 up, 5 struck out.
Gee, he changes speeds. He moves the ball all over the strike zone. And he throws strikes. He's just dangerous.
And that'll bring up Ian Malloy, who is the designated hitter for the Toppers. Got kind of a three-quarters delivery, does Funneman. There's a swing and a miss by Malloy, who's well behind. It's going to be 0-1. Topper's having a hard time catching up to the fastball. So Funneman doesn't even really have to take advantage of the breaking ball yet, as there's a one fouled straight back, another 0-2 count.
It'll be interesting to see what they can do the second time around.
The 0-2 pitch on the way from Funneman to Malloy. It is a fastball fouled off to the right side and out of play. I wouldn't necessarily call any off-speed or breaking pitches right now. You don't need them because, like I said, they're having a hard time catching up on them. The fastball is working out just fine. Save the breaking pitches for the second time around. There is a breaking pitch. It stays outside, and it is ball one. That's an old Dave Duncan philosophy. You don't overutilize your breaking pitches until the second and third times through the order. Swing and a miss and a fastball. Malloy is down, down swinging. Six up, six down for Lane Funneman, all by way of the strikeout. We head to the bottom of the second inning. Pena leading Hillsboro 1-0. We're back after this on WSMI. Bo Kreister leading off the bottom of the second for Pena. Panthers currently holding on to a 1-0 lead over Hillsboro. First pitch from Riggs is a fastball that stays up, and it is 1-0. It'll be Kreister, Swisher, and Puckett in this order this inning.
No. Number three makes you think of the Bambino, just a big guy who can crush a ball.
Certainly.
A left-handed batter down that, as I mentioned, that south wind on the right field.
1-0 pitch is called high. It is 2-0, and the 2-0 pitch is called high, but it is called strike, and it is 2-1 now on Bo Kreister. 2-1 pitch catches the outside corner, now 2-2. Good job so far by Riggs to battle back and even up the count, 2-2. 2-2 pitch misses the outside corner, and the count now full. And this is the difference here. Funneman pounding the strike zone for Pena. Hillsboro has to be aggressive. Riggs falling behind hitters. Pena bats can wait, but they can't wait there, as that is a swing and a miss. A strikeout by Kreister, and his second of the day for Declan Riggs.
Yeah, he's aggressive. Put the first inning behind him, and boy, a nice start to this second inning.
And it'll be Evan Swisher, the batter for Pena. The first pitch he sees is high for ball one. Riggs does have one walk today for the Toppers. The 1-0 pitch is called strike one. It's 1-1 now.
Another one of those high strike calls.
Well, you start to get later into the postseason, the strike zone gets bigger. And there's a called strike again. It is 1-2 now on Swisher. No relation, I'm sure, to the Major League Swisher dynasty. A 1-2 pitch. Called strike three. That one catches the bottom part of the zone. Third of the day from Declan Riggs. And Pena's first two have been retired this inning by way of the strikeout. And with two outs and the bases empty, that brings up the ninth place hitter for the Panthers, Austin Puckett.
He wasn't bad in the first, but he looks like a different pitcher right now.
He sure does. First pitch to Puckett is inside for ball one. And
Fleming Tall Fallen.
It's only a one-run game. It's still early, but Hillsboro by no means out of this game. Swing and a miss. It is 1-1 now on Puckett. It just might feel like it with the way that Funneman's pitching.
Wow.
One run can feel like five. 1-1 pitch is swung on and missed. It's 1-2 now. As you said, Sean, a much different pitcher here in this bottom of the second inning. Confident facing the bottom of the Pena order. There's a breaking pitch that stays high. It's 2-2.
He's just got that mean look, got that little bit of bowl going on.
Well, that's a good thing to have if you're a freshman,
yeah,
too. Pitching in a regional championship game on the road, as there's a 2-2 pitch that bounces probably 55 feet, not quite making it to the plate. And the count now full on Puckett. Little bit. A 3-2 pitch on the way from Riggs to Puckett. That one is high, and it is ball four. Well, you hate that if you're Riggs, because you had him 1-2 and then lost him. A second walk of the day allowed by Declan Riggs. And now back to the top of the order with the Panthers and Sam Beck. I commented last game how you don't see a lot of catchers batting leadoff. I saw one last game for, I think it was Carlinville, and now here we are another game and another catcher batting leadoff for Pena this time.
Every once in a while you have a catcher who seems to redefine things, Maurer or Kendall.
Sam Beck, one of those strikeout victims back in the first inning. First pitch here is a called strike one. Of course, Kendall, a very familiar National League Central foe, played for the Pirates all those years, wasted playing in Pittsburgh. 0-1 pitch on the way to Beck is high and outside. Good save there by Blaze Helton, and it is 1-1 now. Elton's starting to move a little bit like a hockey goalie behind the plate.
Yeah, butterfly move there.
The 1-1 pitch on the way to Beck, called strike two, and now Riggs is a strikeout, or strike rather, away from getting out of this. 1-2 pitch. Riggs has his sign, and he fires. Runner is now going, a delayed steal, and he will steal second base cleanly.
Another nice stop there by Elton.
They weren't overly concerned with him, but with the pitch down, bouncing, they had no chance to grab him at second base. So the count now 2-2 on Sam Beck. The pitch on the way from Riggs is low, and the count now full. So that's back-to-back hitters that Riggs has been ahead in the count, 1-2. He lost the first one. We'll see what he does with the second one here. 3-2 count. Runner on second for Pena. Bottom of the second inning. Panthers with a 1-0 lead over Hillsborough. 3-2 pitch. That one is low and outside, and another walk.
Man, just off the corner, just below the knee. That's a tough one. He just, you know, it's like you're in that zone. He gets back-to-back strikeouts, and you're trying to put the final nail in the coffin. And maybe sometimes you grab the hammer a little hard.
And now Hillsborough coach Kyle McBrain is going to have a meeting on the mound with his entire infield, maybe settle his freshman pitcher down. Pena with runners on first and second, two outs here in the bottom of the second inning. They lead Hillsborough by a score of 1-0, and they've got center fielder Brendan Schoonover as the batter. Schoonover, of course, had that double and scored in the first inning. That could be why there's a meeting going on right now. That double down the left field line. Nothing has been hit incredibly hard in this game so far, but Pena has done enough damage, obviously, to score and take an early lead.
Schoonover definitely an opportunist. He is, he will take every 90 feet you give him.
Bats from the right side. Riggs looks in to his battery mate. Helton has his sign, and he fires. This one high and tight, ball one, as Schoonover spins out of the way. Bryce Bieber waits on deck for the Panthers if Schoonover can extend this inning. One run could be enough, but Pena would like more. Schoonover thought about swinging. He held up wisely, and it is 2-0 now. The game of baseball has changed from what it used to be, but high school seems more traditional than at the upper levels. There's another ground ball down the third baseline. This one is foul. It's 2-1 now. I'm sure managers still pay attention to things like on-base percentage and slugging percentage and stuff like that, but there's still something to be said at the high school level for putting the ball in play and changing your approach with each pitch.
Yeah, a lot less talk about exit velocity down here. It's kind of refreshing.
2-1 pitch is high and inside, 3-1 now on Schoonover.
And all of the other stats they've hatched.
Yeah. The 3-1 pitch is swung on. That one was also high, and it is now 3-2. So Riggs, a strike away from getting out of this jam here in the second inning. But also a ball away from creating more trouble. The 3-2 pitch on the way from Riggs to Schoonover is inside, and he walks. The bases loaded. Well, started out as what looked like was going to be a nice inning for Declan Riggs, retiring the first two via the strikeout. He has now walked three straight and four on the game total to load the bases, and it brings up the third-place hitter for Pena, Bryce Bieber. Bieber flew out to the right fielder in his previous plate appearance. First one here is inside for ball one. We saw a lot of missing high in the first inning by Riggs. Now everything is missing inside. 1-0 pitch, well high, and it is 2-0 now. He's lost that command that he had earlier in this inning. The 2-0 pitch is high. It's 3-0 now. Bases loaded for Pena. Bottom of the second inning, 1-0 Panthers lead. The 3-0 pitch on the way. That one is high, and it's called ball four. So Riggs walks in a run. He has walked five on the day, four straight, and an RBI walk by Bryce Bieber. And that'll bring up the pitcher, Lane Funneman, who could really break this game open with a well-placed ball. Our score now 2-0. And the first pitch that he will see is high for ball one. I don't know how long we'll see Riggs in this game, even if he gets out of this. He's throwing a lot of pitches. That one is in the dirt. It's 2-0 now.
Yeah, he nearly drove himself into the ground on that one as just, I think, at this point, just trying a little too hard.
The 2-0 pitch on the way to Funneman is called strike one. That could give him some confidence back. Just build your confidence pitch by pitch. 2-1 pitch on the way from Riggs to Funneman. Swing and a miss, and now the count is even, 2-2. And Riggs can potentially get out of this, only allowing the one run this inning. 2-2 pitch on the way to Funneman. Fastball called, strike three. Well, it took a little bit longer than he wanted, but Riggs strikes out the side, and after an inning and a half, or excuse me, two innings rather, your score, Pena 2, Hillsboro nothing. We'll be back with the top of the third after this on WSMI.
And welcome back, Pena High School, out here in Christian County this afternoon. And boy, it is a comfortable afternoon. Certainly the humidity's up there, but you'd almost pay a fee for that breeze, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you absolutely would, and it's hit or miss at this point now. Not strong enough to keep us more comfortable than we'd like. We'll see if Funneman can keep his streak to open this game, stroke out the first six topper batters.
Well, I'll tell you what, you talk about a dangerous hitter in the seventh slot. Hayden Grossenhider is that, as he stands in, and he's ready to jump on that first pitch, pulls back, but still the called strike on the outside corner. Hayden's had some big hits in this postseason. Here comes the second. This one's a rocket shot. No consequence, of course, and nobody on. And the count evens up at 1-1.
Anytime there's a left-handed pitcher who throws one to the backstop, there's one name that always comes to mind first.
Mr. Ankiel?
Yes, sir.
I was at that game. That was unbelievable. Sad stuff. 1-2 pitch on the way, and this one belt high, and just a vicious pitch. And now you have seven strikeouts in a row as Grossenhider strikes out looking. He'll head back to the dugout. And it's up to Gavin Matouche to get some momentum going here and bring out the top of the order and break this string. Here's the first pitch from the lefty. In there for a called strike. He just continues to get ahead and works quickly. Yeah, I kind of admire the fact that we don't play the timing game, stepping out of the batter's box, messing around with your gloves. I'm all about playing the game here. Here's a wave and a miss, and boy, those speeds just keep changing, 0-2. I'm glad it's not me out there, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I'd look pretty foolish myself.
Yeah, there's a pitch just off the inside corner, 1-2.
Only one three-ball count allowed by Funneman this afternoon. That was Drake Vogel in the first.
If I was up there, it'd be like I was at the post office on July 15th asking if my taxes were on time. Here's a pitch upstairs.
Ooh.
Wow, you talk about getting that high strike. That one at the letters. You know, sometimes you don't get the strike zone on a literal basis, but, boy, you got it there. Back-to-back strikeouts looking here in this half inning, and now 8 Ks in a row. That's some rarefied air.
Mm.
Mr. Funneman's in right now. Now Drew Willman trying to break it all. And makes contact, good contact there, right field, but in fair territory.
Yeah,
foul territory.
Yes.
Gee.
But he put it in play. Bat to ball. Just needs to straighten it out.
So 0-1 count to Willman. And Funneman loads up some ammo and is ready to fire. Here's a wave and a miss as he took about a third of the speed off of that one. 0-2. There is no mercy in his game. looking for his ninth strikeout, looking to retire, and he gets it, a swing and a miss. As once again he changes speeds, he is just, he's not human.
He's filthy.
As they said in Rocky IV. Dangerous. Well, 2.5 in the book, so we still are looking for our first Hillsboro 1, Pena on top. 2-0 here on their home turf. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI. And welcome back here to Pena High School as the Pena Panthers on a, right now, trying to collect a victory here. And, boy, they are riding Mr. Fundament in a big way. They lead 2-0 as we head to the third inning. And leading things off, it's Drew Heckler.
RBI single in his only plate appearance thus far in the first inning, and that one inside.
Tell you, he's working against Riggs. Riggs, who hopefully builds some momentum heading into this third inning of work. And right now, boy, pitch there on the outside corner and took something off, and Drew went a swinging and went a missing as now Riggs is ahead on the count. Here's the pitch. Chop to this one. This one will go foul.
Our direction.
Right over our heads. And a 1-2 count continues.
Riggs has walked 5 on the day, but it could be a lot worse. He's only down 2 runs at this point, so he's not pitched awful.
Pitch outside. Count moves to 2-2. Evens up. Heckler last time up. Singled.
Wow.
Boy, goes for one way upstairs.
Wow.
Drives this down to left field side. It's fair.
It's in play.
In play, and there will be a play at second as he'll slide in for a double. That was a hard one to read off the bat, but down there, I believe, looking at
320.
Yeah.
And I tell you, that pitch was way up, too. I mean,
boy,
way up and out of the zone. He crushed it to deep left, but it stayed in the park, fortunately for Hillsboro.
Now, Kadeen Angel. Runner getting the jump at second. Another ball fouled out of play.
And somebody's vehicle got hit.
Yeah, always good for the auto body business. They can use the help. Coming out of the pandemic, people weren't driving. Less accidents. So 0-1 count for Angel. Right-handed batter. Here's a pitch in the dirt, and that will even things up at 1-1.
Another good block by Helton behind the plate. Keep that runner at second.
So far, Riggs keeping the ball down, which has been his biggest struggle here today, working from the stretch with the runner getting a good jump at second. Here's one in the dirt, but he gets a gift from Angel, who goes swinging away.
1-2 now.
So now in the hole.
You know, Payne has had their share of base runners today. This is the first time they've had their leadoff man on this third inning.
Riggs gets a sign. Delivers the 1-2. And a swing and a miss. Pitch in the lower half of the strike zone, and again, getting command of his you know, up and down aspect of the strike zone. Big strike out there with the runner in scoring position. So one down as Bo returns. Bo knows this could be a challenge. Bo Kreister here. First pitch, and he was looking bunt there.
Must have pulled it back.
Yeah, pulled back, and ball one on the just off the outside corner.
Pure sacrifice knows how important runs could be in today's game.
The 1-0 coming from Riggs. This one a little bit low on the outside corner. And that will shift to 2-0. Pena in their home blue with orange numerals, orange letters. Not that these guys have home and away uniforms typically anyway at the high school level these days. Hillsboro in their typical orange uniforms, black sleeves, black numerals, black letters, a little bit of white trim snuck in there on the sleeves. Here's the pitch. in there for a called strike. Nicely done.
Kreister did strike out in his only plate appearance thus far.
So 2-1 count here.
3-1.
3-1?
I think.
Yeah, I think you're right. And here we go. He strikes a shot to right field. This could be a gap or another. This
well
will go to
center.
The fence. Center fielder did a great job of tracking it down. One run will score an RBI double. You know, it went a little tricky, and Grossenheider, I thought, did a great job because I thought for a minute we had a gapper, but he tracked it down nicely. But Bo got it up there in that up into that south wind, and a couple of doubles leading to a run here to make it a 3-0 game as Evan Swisher stands in, the third baseman this afternoon. Swisher jumps on the first pitch. And the paint hitter's getting a little more aggressive as they were just kind of waiting for the baseball to come to them in the zone and make Riggs beat them. But now they are starting to hack away a little more. 0-1 delivery from the stretch. On its way. Ed drops a bunt. Boy, concealed that nicely. Riggs was looking to make a play at third. And Ed was thinking maybe first instead. Go for the sure thing, and then got a case of the bobbles, and all runners are safe.
I think that's an infield single. I don't think even if he fields it cleanly, he gets him out.
Tough play.
His easier play would have been at third, but the runner also didn't have to go to third. So
Pena in the business of manufacturing runs and doing it again. I mean, they've mainly done it with heavy lumber here in this, even though it's not lumber, a couple of doubles. In this half inning as the number 9 hitter.
It's the bottom of the order doing the damage, too.
Yeah, he walked and scored. Austin Puckett, the left fielder. Takes a look at ball one. So Rick's getting some more control, but not the results he's hoping for so far. The 1-0 on its way, and this is in there for a called strike.
Double play still in order for Hillsborough if it's there, but you can bet if there's a play at the plate, they'll be coming home.
Gets a sign, rocks, fires, and takes something off in a big way. And a wave and a miss there by Puckett, and it's a 1-2 count.
And 3 runs seems a lot bigger than 3 runs with the way Funneman's pitching today.
1-2 delivery, looking for a big K here. And he gets it. Swing and a miss. Brings the flamethrower through the heart of the plate. And strike 3.
He does have 6 strikeouts on the day, so not even through 3 innings, Briggs does have some really good stuff.
So now we're back to Sam Beck. 0-1 of the day, walked last time up. Riggs with a throw to first to keep the runner honest. Runners at the corners for Sam Beck, who would like to break this game open. 0-1 delivery.
Oh, man.
This one gets away, and another run will come home. Bo knows home plate, and it's a... That is the last thing you wanted to see, the pitch getting away. Just, you can only lean on Helton so often, you know, eventually the dam's going to break, and the ball got through on a wild one.
I think that goes as a pass ball because that was catchable. Unless I missed something, it seemed like it went out of the glove.
Your eyes are younger than mine. We'll go with that.
Fouled back there by Beck, and it's 1-1 now. And he's still... could get out of this, only allowing the 2 runs this inning.
Yeah, so 4-0, we would like to put a cap on the damage and move on to inning number 4. 1-1 on the way, the runner gets a little jump. Here's a shot that should play for the second baseman, a mile high. Mile high fly, and he hauls it in as Smale wraps up the inning. Well, two more runs for the Pena Panthers, and it's a 4-0 lead as we head to the top of the fourth. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI. Sean Blinn and David Jenkins on what's become a more and more comfortable day to watch a baseball game. The breeze, the clouds, making it a pretty pretty nice day to watch a baseball game out here. However, it hasn't been a nice day to look at the scorebook if you're a Hillsborough fan. Dylan Smale will try to change that here and try to break this string of 9 straight strikeouts.
Ooh. Held up on that one, too.
Here's the first delivery is low. Low and outside in the dirt. But the catcher, Beck, able to haul it in. But more importantly, Smale gets ahead on the count to start things off. Smacks the plate, goes back at it. Another quick delivery. This one upstairs. And this is a little strange. 2-0 count.
Yeah. Haven't seen that a lot today from Funneman.
Here's a Funneman delivery. This one, again, I was about to say maybe you need to back off on the aggression a little bit, make them work to you. 3-0 count as that one was low and inside. Funneman trying to find his way. And that
straight.
One, well, I thought we had a strike there, but that one called off the corner. And we have our first base runner of the day as Smale heads off to first with a walk.
It's not that Funneman has been wild today, because obviously he hasn't, but when you start missing the zone, anything close does not go your way.
So, with pinpoint control lost for the moment, Drake Vogel, we'll hope that's a trend as he stands in there. He jumps on the first pitch, waving a miss upstairs, and 0-1 count.
By the way, there is no perfect game now.
Off the board. Now he'll work from the stretch. We'll see what effect that has. Vogel, once again, swinging away, and this one fouled off the screen. 0-2. So once again, Funneman's in familiar territory, head on the count, 0-2. Vogel, the second strikeout victim, back in the first.
I would look to see Smale maybe dancing around there at first base, maybe Deacon the pitcher, trying to throw Funneman off, because as good as he's been on the mound today, you want to do whatever you can to try and get him to miss and throw off his concentration.
Distractions are a beautiful thing, and again, he's a rhythm guy. Clearly, he feeds off of just, boom, feeding those pitches at the same pace, assembly line style. Here comes the 0-2 delivery. Oh, that one just off the corner, 1-2. That's another thing. He throws a great pitch ahead on the count.
Yeah.
He doesn't throw something you're not going to swing at. 1-2 on the way.
Ooh.
Oh, that one just kind of caught Drake off balance. That was a pitch where you couldn't really tell where it was going, and he offered and couldn't pull back the bat in time. So Vogel will strike out for the second time today. Jace Teakin, strikeout victim number 3, back in the first.
Well, it would have been a ball. Unfortunately, Vogel couldn't hold up his swing, and home plate umpire rung him up.
So here we go with Teakin. Teakin, he's going up there pumping and swings at the first pitch in the upstairs portion of the strike zone and trails in the count 0-1. So right now, Funneman making that first batter and the visit to the base paths by the Hilltoppers. Look like an anomaly. Teakin would like to change that. 0-1 delivery.
You're down 4, but you don't have to get all 4 in this inning.
Pitch upstairs, 1-1. And it is certainly interesting that breakneck pace with Funneman certainly changes with the runner on, even if he's not obsessed with that runner. Glance to first, the 1-1 on the way, catches the outside corner.
Well, you pitch in the windup for 3 straight innings, nothing but the windup. You get comfortable, and then your first inning in the stretch, you have to make an adjustment.
So interesting how guys, there's such a gap for some and others, it seems to make no difference at all. 1-2 on the way. Oh. This one stroked. This should be the first hit of the day. And it goes in a shallow center field. Hillsborough and business runners on first and second as Teakin breaks up.
And that's what I'm talking about.
No.
You don't have to get all four runs in this inning. You're down four. You just got to chip away as the game progresses.
Yeah, just a good piece of hitting. Hit it just a little bit the other way and got good metal on it. And now one out. And they're still very much in range in this contest. Here's the first pitch to Blaze Helton.
Very few guys.
Upstairs 1-0.
Very few guys have a velocity that increases as the game goes on, so that plays into Hillsborough's advantage as well.
Here's a wave and a miss as he goes swinging at one on the outside corner. Again, I almost wish we had a radar gun here. This Funman does a great job of mixing up those speeds. 1-1 on the way. And the umpire seemed to deliberate on that one like an appellate court judge.
He thought about it.
Delayed call right down the outside corner, 1-2.
Yep. And that's one where you're being around the zone all day helps you.
Oh. Here's a pitch in the dirt. Swings at it. And they'll say...
He's out at first base because the base was occupied, but the runners at first and second advanced to second and third.
So this was not a drop third strike situation. The catcher actually didn't come into contact with it.
But the runners do advance, and now you've got two in scoring position. And the pitcher could help himself.
Need a big two-out hit here from Declan Riggs. He'll jump on the first shot. Boy, he had a vicious cut on that one just a little bit behind it. Fouled it off to the left side over the over in the vicinity of the painted dugout. 0-1. Here's another swing at a fastball. Good cut there, but this one will go back against the screen, 0-2.
Last report, by the way, we had on our game on WSMI FM 106, North Mac, a 1-0 lead over Staunton in that regional championship game.
So the Hilltoppers down to their last strike. This ball dropped, and Hillsborough will get on the board. Ball gets away from the catcher, Sam Beck, and the wheels of Dylan Smale pay off as Declan Riggs able to get it done with the bat on his shoulder and the wheels of Smale. So,
well, that speaks to the speed of Smale, too, because I don't think he got a good jump either and still was able to score.
Wow. So nice break there. Hillsborough on the board, and you got to feel a little different. And, again, these guys feed off of motion, momentum, what have you. So here comes the delivery to Riggs. Riggs will take a swing.
Base hit.
Out of the reach of the first baseman. First baseman, Kreister, can't come up with it. And Riggs will reach.
There you go. Like I said, don't have to get it all at once. Just chip away. And good piece of hitting. Declan Riggs fisted into right field for a two-out RBI single.
4-2 ball game. And if you didn't see this coming, you just have to believe, my friends.
And there'll be a courtesy runner for the Toppers right now as Riggs, the pitcher, heading off. That'll be Brady Meyer running for him at first base.
Ian Malloy. Pitch downstairs. Runner will stay put at first.
What a difference an inning makes. Three straight perfect innings for Funneman. He's really struggled here in the fourth.
1-0 delivery. Glance to first. This one upstairs. 2-0.
And this being the second time through the topper order, too, they've seen more pitches. They're a little bit more familiar with what they're working with.
2-0 from the stretch, and a wave and a miss. Malloy would like that one back. That's one thing. Funneman definitely can have you second-guessing yourself a little bit. 2-1 on the way. Oh, they're in there at the knees. That was a tough one, 2-2. Once again, Hillsborough making things happen with two outs. They were down to their last strike in the inning and tacked on another run. So here we go. Here's a pitch driven out of play. possibly into the path of the parking lot.
I think so. My car's over there somewhere. I thought I parked far enough away, but maybe I didn't.
Feel free to hit mine if you can total it.
Foul ball brought to you by Blank Insurance Company. Or insert your insurance company here.
Here's a 1-2, and he just takes something off on. Malloy is so disappointed on that one as he strikes out swinging. You know, despite the fact that he looked human in that inning.
Still struck out the side.
Yes. Unbelievable. I mean, if that's your bad day, I'll take it. Well, we have played a 3.5 complete. Hillsborough on the board. Your score, Paint of 4, the Toppers 2. This is high school baseball on WSMI. Bottom of the fourth here at Paint of High School in this regional battle. Brendan Schoonover, 1-for-1, doubled and scored back in the first, walked back in the second. And he looks at sees the first delivery from Riggs and swings and misses. Had a pitch upstairs, 0-1. Riggs calming down here nicely. Here's that 0-1. This one inside just off the corner, 1-1.
Deficit's been cut in half. So Riggs needs a good inning here to keep Hillsborough afloat.
1-1. This one hit right in our general vicinity, but still within play on the other side of the fence. And Helton does a great job of staying on top of it. I have to think this is a possibly tricky sun field up here.
Yeah. Also avoided the bat that was right in his path, too.
Wow. The dangers, the pitfalls of the game of baseball. So one down.
It's actually an easier play for the first baseman, but the catcher called him off.
Bryce Bieber in there. Takes a look at ball one. Bieber, a right-handed batter, the second baseman here this afternoon. Goes after an upstairs pitch and hits this one sharply to center, but right at the center fielder. That one looked like trouble off the bat, and Grossenheider got a good read. So a couple of quick outs here. Lane Funneman trying to help his own cause start something here with two outs.
And this would be huge for Hillsborough if Riggs can get through this.
Reached on a walk, struck out his last time up. Great duel between the pitchers. Your first pitch, outside 1-0.
Riggs still with six strikeouts on the day to go along with those five walks.
Pitch catching the inside corner, and Funneman's the kind of batter is going to make you, despite the fact he's a cleanup hitter, he'll make you beat him. And here's a wave and a miss as Riggs brings some heat, 1-2, and looking to go 1-2-3 in the inning. Can do it right here with the 1-2. This 1-0 downstairs. You don't want to serve up that fat pitch. Understandable, 2-2 count.
He reached back and looked for a little something extra on that one.
2-2 on the way. Gets to do the full wind here. Oh, that one just below the knees. And the payoff pitch forthcoming here. Three, two on the way. Here is a shot for the second baseman. This gets into shallow territory.
Spale
just cannot find a handle. Juggled it. Looked like he was ready for America's Got Talent. You know, he tried to do it over the shoulder, and everybody knows. You know, if your name's not Willie Mays, that's tough to do.
Well, that's just how good a pitch that was from Riggs that Funneman didn't really get all of it and blooped it into right field, but got enough of it to play tricks on the defense. It would have been a heck of a catch if Smale comes up with that.
So Drew Heckler returns after previously reaching on a single and a double. Here's a mile high. Foul ball out of play.
We're going to get one. The way this game's going, we're going to get one.
somewhere on the way. Fortunately, it's a seven-inning game. Well, if it stays seven. So the 0-1 coming from the stretch runner, keeping it close to first base, not much of a lead there. And here's a drive just wide of Vogel at shortstop and back-to-back singles. And right now, you've got a two-out rally for the Painted Panthers.
By the way, that's Jackson Rhodes at second base for Pena, the courtesy runner for Funiman.
So now Angel, who's been left out of the offensive party here today, trying to get something done here, the DH this afternoon. The first pitch upstairs, that's something you don't want to see repeated. That has been something Riggs has conquered of late, that pitch that just gets out of reach. So here comes the 1-0. Working quickly here in the bottom of the fourth. This shot struck right to the shortstop. Vogel didn't have to move a muscle, and he comes up without number three. Well, we have played four complete. We have ourselves a ball game. 4-2, Paint on top. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI.
David Jenkins, Sean Balint, broadcasting from Pena High School, the Terry Tote Mobile Studios here in Pena, where it is a 4-2 lead for Pena over Hillsborough. The Toppers coming to bat in the top of the fifth inning. It'll be Hayden Grossenheider, Gavin Matouche, and then Drew Willman. So 7, 8, and 9 in the Hillsborough order. If anybody can reach, back to the top of the order in Dylan Smale. Lane Funiman through four innings so far, 12 strikeouts, one walk. Yes, he has struck out every single out that he's gotten. And the first pitch to Grossenheider is called strike one. Angle threw his helmet in frustration as the last inning ended, as there's another one swung on and missed for strike two. No discipline on that. I think that's a good call. Just frustration. Just kind of a surprise to everyone, really. 0-2 pitch on the way to Grossenheider. Caught a piece, nearly took out his teammate on deck. And
wow.
We'll do it again.
Yeah, you can't ever get too relaxed or too attached to your sunflower seeds out there.
At least Matouche was paying attention. The 0-2 pitch, low for ball one. From this angle, it's hard to tell what pitch is inside, what pitch is outside. For the most part, I have an idea, but I'm not directly behind the plate, so I can't exactly tell precisely where the ball is located on the plate. 1-2 the count on Hayden Grossenheider, the center fielder for the Toppers. Here's the pitch from Funiman, swing and a miss, and another strikeout. 13 on the day.
Boy, he can leave you feeling lost out there, can he?
He sure can. Gavin Matouche now bats from the left side. He's one of those strikeout victims earlier in this game. That one's fouled straight back and out of play, 0-1. Of course, every hitter on the Toppers in the Toppers lineup has struck out at least once today, because everyone struck out the first time through.
It's almost like a support group there in the dugout.
That's right. 0-1 pitch. That one's low. Evens up the count, 1-1. I'm trying to think of a major league comp for Funiman's pitching style that comes to mind. I'll keep stewing on it. The 1-1 pitch is high. It's 2-1 now on Matouche. It's a three-quarters delivery. The 2-1 pitch is grounded foul. It's 2-2 now.
This is when you got to run that major league-type disclaimer about bats and balls may enter the stands.
It's true. 2-2 pitch on the way to Matouche. Swan and miss at a pitch in the dirt, and it is another strikeout. 14 now for Funiman.
He is merciless.
And with two outs now and the bases empty, Drew Willman bats for the Toppers. 4-2 our score, Pena leading here in the top of the fifth inning. Left fielder Willman stepping to the plate. His first pitch is high and outside, ball one.
Yeah, you just run into a pitcher like this, he can make you look like you've never played the game before. Just when he has his moments, look out.
The 1-0 pitch is swung and missed. It's 1-1. And we've seen today that Funiman is a completely different pitcher from the stretch than he is out of the windup. So if you're Hillsborough, you got to do everything you can to get on base.
He definitely feeds off that rhythm.
1-1 pitch, swung and missed. It's 1-2 now. And Funiman now a strike away from his 15th of the day. He's got 14 through 4 2/3. Here's the 1-2 pitch, fouled straight back, and we'll do it again. That one was near my car.
Pretty good clunk there.
He's had a couple of those. He just needs to straighten them out. Easier said than done. 1-2 pitch to Willman. There's another one straight back and out of play. Off the road. The crowd is wanting it.
You can tell they haven't messed with the baseball. We saw a couple of those shots that bounced off the road at like 20 feet into the air. It's not like the majors where they change the ball.
The 1-2 pitch to Willman out in front, swings and misses, and it is strikeout number 15 for Lane Funneman. We've played 4.5 today. After 4.5, your score, Pena 4, Hillsboro 2. We'll be back with the bottom of the fifth after this on WSMI. 7, 8, and 9 hitters in the Pena order in the bottom of the fifth inning. That is Bo Kreister, Evan Swisher, and Austin Puckett. If anybody will reach back to the top of the order in Sam Beck. First pitch from Declan Riggs in the bottom of the fifth is swung on and missed for strike one.
Boy, he's shown a lot of character today.
He's pitched well. The walks have hurt him, but he's pitched well for the most part. There's one that's high for ball one. It's 1-1 now. Kreister on the day, a strikeout back in the second inning, a double and an RBI double, and a run scored in the third. As there's one that misses again. Count now 2-1 on Kreister. And that one misses low. It's 3-1 now.
And when you think of playoff experience and battling through adversity, this is something that's going to pay off down the road.
Oh, absolutely. 3-1 pitch is swung on, fouled straight back, out of play. It's 3-2 now. If you would have asked me in the second inning if he'd still be in here in the fifth, I would have thought, well, maybe not, because his pitch count was not very well and he was having trouble, but it just shows the character of the young man on the mound. 3-2 pitch on the way to Kreister. Called strike three. That is strikeout number 7 for Declan Riggs.
And on top of that character, let's throw in a little bit of talent.
He has got a bright future ahead of him, only a freshman pitching in the regional championship game. That'll bring up Evan Swisher for Pena. First pitch he sees, out in front, swings and misses. It is 0-1. Swisher struck out in the second inning, then reached on an infield single in the third. The 0-1 pitch is high for ball one, 1-1 now. He was bunting on the infield single and put it in the exact right place to where nobody could get him. Swing and a miss, and it's 1-2 now on Swisher. Riggs looks into his battery mate, Hilton, has his sign, and he fires. This one is low and inside. It evens up the count, 2-2. Bottom of the fifth at Pena. Panthers holding on to a 2-0 lead, or 2-run lead, rather. As that one is low again, count now full on Swisher. 4-2, our score. Pena scored 1 in the first, 1 in the second, 2 in the third. Pitch is ball 4, and works a 1-out walk. That's the 6th of the day allowed by Declan Riggs. Top of the 6th inning from North Mac. The Panthers leading Staunton 1-0. That game can be heard right now on WSMI FM 106. Of course, both these games can be heard online at WSMIradio.com. We thank you for listening if you are online. There's a pitch in the dirt. It is ball 1 on Austin Puckett. They called strike. They appealed, and they said Puckett did go around on that check swing, or showing of the bunt, rather. And it's 0-1 instead of 1-0. What a difference that makes. There's a swing and a miss, and it's now 0-2. That could have turned things around.
Oh, it changes potentially the feel of the whole half inning.
0-2 is the count on Austin Puckett. Runner on first, one down here in the bottom of the fifth inning for Pena. Riggs fires, pitches high. It's 1-2 now. Seven strikeouts on the day for Riggs so far to go along with 6 walks. So he's thrown a lot of pitches. The 1-2 pitch on the way to Puckett, showing bunt again, gets it down. That is well placed. The third baseman, Spicer, has it. Fires to first for the out. Good play by Devin Spicer.
Wow, nicely done. I mean, there was zero margin of error.
And we've got a timeout called by Hillsboro coach Kyle McBrain. Will he be making a pitching change? We'll see. The runner advanced to second on the play, by the way. And that is going to be all for Riggs on the mound. So, for now at least. Last game I had three pitchers each come out of the game, pitch for a little bit, then come out of the game, and then re-enter. That will be it for Riggs. So we've got a pitching change for Hillsboro. We'll update you on the other side. Right now, it's a 4-2 lead for Pena here in the bottom of the fifth inning. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI. David Jenkins, Sean Valent back with you from Pena High School. Regional championship action between the Pena Panthers and the Hillsboro Hilltoppers. Pena has a runner on second, two down here in the bottom of the fifth inning, and a 4-2 lead over Hillsboro. Toppers going with the pitching change. So 4 2/3 innings pitched for Declan Riggs. His day is done. The new pitcher will be Gavin Matouche for Hillsboro. He moves in from right field. Devin Spicer was at third base. He goes to right field. And then Jace Teakin, who was at first base, moves over to third. The batter for Pena will be the leadoff hitter Sam Beck. And the first pitch to Beck here is low for ball one. Again, Riggs is responsible for the runner at second base. The 1-0 pitch rather is called, strike one. 1-1 now. Waiting on deck, Schoonover for Pena. Matouche pitches from the right side, and there's a foul ball, and now it is 1-2 on Beck, and Hillsboro a strike away from getting out of this inning unscathed.
You know, I'll go one pitch back. You know, it's tough to come off the bench and throw that little finesse pitch to the first batter, and boy, he took something off. It was beautiful.
1-2 count on Sam Beck. Matouche winds and fires, and that one is a breaking pitch that stays high. It's 2-2.
Yeah, that came in a slow pitch softball speed. He mixes it up nicely.
Seven strikeouts for Riggs on the day, and that is a strikeout. The first of the day for Gavin Matouche. It comes from Sam Beck, and the side for Pena is retired. We've played five innings here at Pena High School. Your score, Pena 4, Hillsboro 2. We'll be back with the sixth after this on WSMI.
Welcome back. Pena High School, the words crunch time coming to play here, don't they? Top of the sixth inning, back to the top of the order, and things, yeah, we kind of went, as they said in the Back to the Future movies, the Huey Lewis song, but back in time, as Lane Funderman regained that early dominating touch. Well, Hillsboro now, they bring the catalyst. I can't think of a better guy to build some momentum again here, David, as Dylan Smale returns. He was a big catalyst in scratching out that first run.
Worked a four-pitch walk in the last plate appearance.
Yeah, takes a look. He had the first pitch in there for ball one.
He hasn't seen a strike since the first inning.
He broke that nine strikeout in a row streak. And here's a pitch downstairs, 2-0.
He still hasn't seen a strike since the first inning.
You know, and he does have, he crouches down, has that smaller strike zone. And here comes that 2-0 delivery. This one in there for a called strike on the outside corner, belt high.
If it was anyone else but Funderman on the mound, I'd say maybe you're looking to take two strikes here, but probably not.
2-1 on the way, a swing and a miss. And Smale has made Funderman work to him, but that time got aggressive and 2-2 count here. Crucial at bat here, trying to get a tone setter here. 2-2 on the way. This one hit sharply on the nose. It will wind up out in center field for a base hit. Boy, good piece of hitting. You know, a lot of smarts on display in that at bat. as Smale gets on board.
Well, and again, we'll see what he does on the base paths. Doesn't necessarily have to steal a base here, but do enough to cause a distraction over there.
And if my numbers add up, that's the only the second hit of the day.
Third hit,
okay.
Yeah.
I love that word, if. It covers me a lot. There's a Vogel standing in there, looks at ball one. That's a positive development because Funneman's been able to get ahead on the count of Vogel all day long. So Vogel returns the favor here, the 1-0 delivery. This one chopped out of play.
It's going to be on the fairway.
So it evens up at 1-1. Not a chopper per se, but fouled out of here. 1-1 upstairs, 2-1.
Vogel, a strikeout victim in his other two plate appearances, looking to change that this time around.
So Vogel has a chance to be patient here and will look to get on or at least advance the runner here. The 2-0 on the way, and he goes upstairs, swings at that one.
This is a good old traditional baseball game here. No blowouts, no poor defense, just well played all around.
Station to station, no shift. 2-1. This one outside, 3-1.
Yeah, we've had some walks, but that'll happen in games now and then.
So Vogel, you'd have to think he has a green light here. From the stretch, Funneman wipes his brow and not as deliberate or quick working with the runner on and working off the stretch. Gets a sign. Brings it plateward.
Mm.
And this one fouled as Vogel stays alive.
Good job to get a piece of that to stay alive, like you said, but he might have swung at a ball.
Yeah. Treats it like Goldilocks says, this porridge is too cold. I'll go for the next one.
But anything close this late.
Here we go, 3-2. And this one.
This is an excellent at-bat by Vogel.
This one over the Hillsborough faithful onto the lawn. Big pitch here as Vogel now has two strikes and has to be cautious.
Man.
And he's just waiting for his pitch. Fouls another out of play.
He's doing a lot better than a lot of major leaguers do today at staying alive.
This reminds me, like, you know, I'd watch Pete Rose, and he'd be up there fouling off 18 pitches until he got what he wanted.
Mm-hmm. You just don't see it a lot at the big league level anymore.
Funneman gets a sign, rocks, fires,
and
gets it in there for a called strike. Belltie strike. Vogel wants that one back.
By the way, he's still every single out recorded for Pena has still come by the strikeout. 16 on the day for Funneman.
Yeah, the defense practically has the day off.
That could be crucial later on. I mean, we'll see.
Well, Jace Tietken, he got things going with that big hit earlier, extra base hit. Looks at a pitch outside, 1-0. Make that a single.
Came around to score on the play.
Trying to read my circles here. Been a while since I worked the scorebook. Here's a pitch outside. 2-0.
Again, Funneman has been a different pitcher today from the stretch.
2-0 delivery from that position. Here's a swing and a miss. Tietken still heading to count 2-1.
His velocity hasn't dipped too much, it seems, because he's still getting topper bats to swing slowly.
Big moment here for Tietken. One out trying to move the runner. Swing and a miss.
Kind
of got handcuffed on that one.
Yeah, that's a hard slider that dipped inside. Nothing you can do but tip your cap on that one.
2-2 count. Tietken will have to shorten his swing and... Talked a lot about that wind out to right field. That's much of a factor. Runner goes, and they'll pick him off at second if they can handle it. No. The throw gets away, and the catalyst, Dylan Smale, lives to fight another day.
He does.
He gets the early jump, and Funneman caught it halfway. and looked like he was dead in a dead to rights. And
well, he should have had him out, but the fielder at second base dropped the ball.
So not the best throw. The throw wasn't on 100% on target, and still very catchable.
Mm.
And now a pitch to Teakin, two strikes and on the batter, waving a miss upstairs. Tough break there. Another strikeout as Smale is sitting there in scoring position trying to make this a one-run ball game.
17 strikeouts for Funneman on the day, only one walk allowed.
Well, Helton trying to hold an exorcism against the strikeout right here. He struck out twice today. He chops this one into the dirt. Foul by a nose.
He came back and hit him somewhere, maybe the tip of the helmet.
So Helton down on the count 0-1. Yeah, Helton had a great battle the last time at bat, but like so many batters, retired on strikes. 0-1 delivery from the stretch, a glance to second. Here's a pitch upstairs, boy. Funneman reached back for something extra, and Helton swinging and missing there. And now, one strike away from getting out of this inning. Here comes a pitch upstairs, and it's 2-2.
I don't know that he'll be as worried about Smale on second base, so Funneman, I think, able to calm down at least a little bit more here.
Here it comes. Upstairs. I should say it's 2-2.
Declan Riggs waiting on deck if Helton can extend it.
2-2 offering from the stretch. This one fouled out of play. But it won't do any good for the auto body or glass business. Helton just looking for his pitch. Trying to get on for the first time today. 2-2 delivery. Here's a chopper. Out of the reach of the
pitcher. Oh, what a stop.
Over to the shortstop. Shortstop has to range to come up with a throw to first. Not in time as Helton coasts into first base. And Smale, 90 feet away, the tying run at first. And a go-ahead run stepping up to the plate.
I tell you, though, that's a huge play by Ryan Carback because Smale scores easily from second base if that ball gets through.
Well, that was a dangerous little baseball there. The pitcher couldn't quite get it. The umpire had to dive out of the way, and I think the shortstop didn't get a great view of it. Here's a first pitch to Declan Riggs. And downstairs, 1-0.
Riggs does have one RBI already today and a single. So he can put the ball in play off of this left-hander.
1-0 delivery. And this delivery over the heart of the plate.
Gabe Osborne, our producer, back in the studio, saying North Mac a 2-0 lead over Staunton in the sixth inning. That game can be heard right now on WSMI FM 106.
Called strike, 1-1, runners at the corners. Here's the pitch. Another called strike, and Riggs, the freshman, a big moment here as Hillsborough is down to their last four outs. Big opportunity here. Here's that 2-2 swing and a miss upstairs and on the outside portion if it was in the strike zone. Tough break there as the Hillsborough Hilltoppers threaten but can't push the run across. We have played 5.5. And Payne is still on top, 4-2 in this regional title game. You're listening to high school baseball on WSMI. Back at Payne High School, that was a tough break. Runners at the corners, two out, and promising start. But you just have to take your lumps in the postseason and try to get it done here in the seventh and keep Payne in check here in the sixth inning as we're back to work. As they'll jump on the first pitch, and boy, a vicious shot there.
One, it just elevates how big a play that was at shortstop by Carback, because, again, Smale scores easily from second base with that third run if he doesn't field that ball.
Schoonover with a mean grounder there, just wide of the third baseman, but also wide of fair territory. Now he'll stroke this out to left center field, and this one could go for extra bases. Center fielder trying to get a handle on it, and we'll get the ball in there, but a leadoff double for Brendan Schoonover.
That's his second double of the day. Last time he did that, came around to score in the first inning.
Bryce Beaver stands in, right-handed batter, open stance. As Matush with hopefully his first full inning of work, upstairs and outside, 1-0. Beaver walking once today, otherwise 0-for-2 with a pair of flyouts.
Earned an RBI on that walk, too.
Goes for a pitch upstairs, swings away at it. And this one, if we had a contest for longest fouls back of the screen, this would be in the conversation.
Should have set an over-under on how many car shots we'd have today.
No kidding. 1-1 count. And Matush takes a look at second. The runner, we're trying to get a good jump there. He retreats. And Gavin will go back to work. Time called by the batter. Beaver. Off the stretch, Gavin. This one floating outside. When he takes something off, he takes something off. He's not messing around.
Hillsborough pitchers have struck out, I think, 8 today. I marked
Here's
9 mistakenly.
A poke to shallow center, and that will feel nice relay throw.
He's out. He got it.
What a play by Vogel. Vogel gets the relay. A throw meant to keep the runner honest, and he didn't hesitate. Threw to second. Boy, great throw, great tag, David.
And that is textbook relay right there. You hit the cutoff man at short. He fires to second as the runner at second straight off way too far was heading towards third until he saw how good the throw was.
Good fundamental baseball there. As now we have two outs, and suddenly this inning looks a lot different. Here's Fundeman. Pitch outside upstairs, 1-0.
That was huge.
Vogel he doesn't just play an aggressive shortstop, but play a good shortstop. Here's a chop foul in the dirt. But he's so confident out there. His baseball IQ is through the roof.
Well, and that ball to center was hit deep, and Grossenhider fired it. And he would have had no shot at third base if he would have gone to third, the runner, that is.
1-1 delivery from Matusha gets to do the full wind now. One of those Rick Rushel, pardon me for the younger crowd, never heard of Rick Rushel. But
Ephus.
That's like watching the golf cart. Driving around in Farmersville, just a different speed.
That pitch hung up there.
Next delivery. Ooh. This one sails away. Fundeman has put on a clinic today on the mound and had some success at the plate as well. Here's almost a C-9 single with a second baseman. Does a great job to come up with it, but the throw has to pivot and the throw to first. Maybe not quite what he wanted on the throw.
I'm going to give him an infield single because, again, I don't even know if the throw, if it gets there, if he gets him out. Funneman was running hard, and that was hit pretty weakly. So I say infield single.
I'm not one to argue.
Plus, in high school, I tend to give the benefit of the doubt.
There really wasn't an error per se. Just would have taken a perfect throw.
Yeah. Well, and he had to rush it.
And it was a bang-bang play, as they like to say. So two outs and a runner on. Here's a pitch catching the outside corner as they work to Heckler.
How big is that double play now?
Oh, huge. 0-1 count. Gavin working from the stretch, the 0-1. This one chopped to third. And that should be a 5-3
no.
put up at the throw. Gets away, just sails away, and, you know, almost like a pump fake. You think about it too much, and The ball just did not get there. It went wide of the first baseman. And just fortunate the runner didn't scoot off the third base.
And that one was an error. I have no problem calling that one an error. Because that one, he had plenty of time, and he pulled the first baseman well off the bag. Could have even gone to second base on the play, too.
So Fundament with the potential to be a big insurance run here as Angel stands in. He's still looking for his first hit of the day. Matouche, big sequence here in this game. And the crowd really getting into it. Pitch number one on the outside corner for a called strike to Angel.
Well, I think they're trying to get in Angel's head because he was the one who slammed his helmet during the last plate appearance.
Here comes. And he takes something off Matouche there. Swing and a miss, 0-2.
Kind of like a shark smelling blood in the water.
Angel. Angle. Trying to stay alive here. Swing and a miss. Boy, masterful at bat there from Gavin's perspective. Just kept him guessing, and just like that, Hillsborough is out of the inning. A big break there as runners are stranded at the corners. Well, we have played six complete. Hillsborough still in striking range, trailing 4-2. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI.
David Jenkins, Sean Bellent back here at the Terry Tope Mobile broadcast booth here in Pena High School. We are headed to the top of the seventh inning. Pena with a 4-2 lead over Hillsborough Toppers, potentially their last chance in this top half of the inning. It is their last chance. They will have the 6, 7, and 8 hitters in their order. Ian Malloy, Hayden Grossenheider, and Gavin Matouche. You can hear the Topper crowd is into this game. They have been in it all afternoon. For Malloy, Grossenheider, and Matouche, they have each struck out in every plate appearance so far. Funneman, 18 strikeouts through those 6 innings so far. So every out recorded in this game for Pena has been by way of the strikeout.
What an afternoon of baseball.
Goes along with only one walk for Lane as well.
And again, a real character study the way Hillsborough's played again today. I mean, it's easy to go out there and just feel the weight of the world on your shoulders, but they've kept at it.
They're very much in this game, but there's a first pitch strike to Malloy right down the middle, called strike one. Pena crowd is into it too. A very good turnout here at Pena High School, and it is 0-2 on Malloy now. Funneman has been very comfortable pitching out of the windup today as Malloy just gets a piece of it. It's a battle of the crowds now at this point.
Yeah, boy, Malloy really wanted it last time. Runner out there and trying to keep the inning alive, the rally alive, and oh so close. And
the 0-2 pitch fouled off to the right side. He stays alive. We'll do it again.
Do or die, top of the seventh.
His fan base is behind him, as is the dugout. 0-2 is the count on Ian Malloy, the Topper designated hitter. There's a pitch high in the zone and popped up straight back and out of play. And he's seemingly feeding off that momentum right now.
Yeah, despite Funneman's dominance, the guys are seeing the baseball for the most part.
Funneman peers into his battery mate Beck, has his sign, and fires. That one is outside, called ball one. Tried to get him chasing. Not a bad pitch, even though it's called a ball. The 1-2 pitch from Funneman on the way. Swing and a miss, and gets him for his 19th strikeout of the day. And that's going to be it for Funneman on the day. So he pitches a third of an inning into the seventh, 6 1/3 total innings. And Lane Funneman's day is done on the mound. 19 strikeouts to go along with only one walk. And actually, that might have been, he might have reached a pitch count. There are new pitch count rules.
Yeah. That was quite an impressive afternoon of baseball. Hats off to him. I mean, that was impressive.
And Funneman will move over to first base for Pena. And Bo Kreister, who was at first, will move to the pitcher's mound. So still a lefty on the mound for Pena. So if you're Hillsborough, you're glad you're not seeing Funneman, but a fresh arm out of the Pena bullpen doesn't necessarily yield positive results.
And this is where, if you thought we talked too much about those balls fouled out of play, this is where they matter.
That's absolutely right. So, again, Funneman's day is done. He pitches 6 1/3 innings, 19 strikeouts, only one walk allowed, 3 hits allowed, gives up those 2 runs. So what a masterful performance from the Pena left-handed thrower, Lane Funneman. Bo Kreister will come in on relief for the Panthers. He will be facing Hayden Grossenhider of the Toppers and then Gavin Matush. If either Grossenhider or Matush reaches, Drew Willman will bat.
Willman's another catalyst, you know, number 9 guy in the order, but I'll never forget that inside the park homer he hit against Nokomis. And he can wheel around the bases.
But Grossenhider looking for that late inning magic for the Toppers. Hillsborough trails Pena 4-2, top of the 7th inning. 1 out, nobody on.
That's a hard act to follow, Bo.
Gabe telling us that, Gabe Osborne, our producer back in the studio, telling us North Mac has defeated Staunton 3-0. Congratulations to the Panthers on the regional championship win. And there is a chop down the first baseline. Is that going to be fair or foul? It's home plate umpire calling it fair. And it is the 2nd out of the inning. That was close. That was hugging the line the whole way down.
Boy, that's a tough one. That is a tough one.
And now Gavin Matush will be the final hope for Hillsborough, batting from the left side.
All I can say, the fellow in blue was staring it down from the get-go.
First pitch here to Matush from Kreister is called strike 1. Big breaking pitch. Pena seeking a regional championship victory here. Matush trying to prolong that. Swing and a miss at a pitch in the dirt. It's 0-2 now. Pena, not a lot of success historically on the baseball diamond, but recently they have improved their team. This year they had aspirations of a deep postseason run. Now they are 1 strike away from a regional championship victory on their home field. What a season for the Pena Panthers. Gavin Matush trying to prolong that season for Hillsborough. He bats with an 0-2 count here in the top of the 7th inning. Hillsborough trailing Pena 4-2. The pitch from Kreister just got a piece of it, and Matush stays alive.
And just a reminder, you're looking at a left-handed batter, and we've got that wind still blowing out of the south.
We haven't had a lot of those balls get lost down the right field line like we thought we would.
No, indeed.
The 0-2 pitch on the way from Kreister to Matush. Breaking pitch, gets a piece again and fouls it straight back. That one, I think, hit a car by the crowd's reaction. Bo Kreister trying to shut it down for Pena. The 0-2 pitch, Matush, good job staying alive, protecting there with 2 strikes.
Oh, he's just right there.
Drew Willman waiting on deck for the Toppers if Matush can keep this game alive. Hillsborough doesn't want to go. This has been an outstanding ball game here at Pena High School. Kreister has his sign. He winds and fires for the 0-2 pitch. Breaking pitch popped up on the infield. It's playable. Third baseman Swisher's calling for it. He makes the catch, and Pena wins the regional championship on their home field. What a ball game. What a season for the Pena Panthers. Lane Funneman and Bo Kreister combined for an outstanding pitching performance. And the fireworks go off here at Pena. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap this one up here at Pena High School. You're listening to high school baseball here on WSMI. Congratulations to the Hillsborough Hilltoppers. They have no reason to hang their heads. They played an outstanding ball game, but was just not enough as they fall to the Pena Panthers in this regional championship game by a score of 4-2. David Jenkins and Sean Balint here back at Pena High School. And Sean, an outstanding pitching performance from both sides, but particularly for Lane Funneman.
He is a specimen. The tough thing for Pena, in the next round, you've got to play without him on the hill. That's always tough. But, yeah, he put on a clinic today. Just, you go some places and you watch a baseball game, the fundamentals are a little off. And these guys, they're old school. You can tell that they have played – baseball and have been mentored and tutored and know the game and know it well. And it was a privilege to watch this one.
Absolutely. So, again, Lane Funneman, the starter for Pena today, goes 6 1/3 innings, strikes out 19. Every out he recorded today via the strikeout, only one walk, did allow three hits by the Toppers and two runs, both being earned. Bo Kreister on in relief in the seventh inning of this game. Two-thirds of an inning, no strikeouts, no walks, but more importantly, no runs allowed. For Hillsboro, Declan Riggs, the starting pitcher today, pitched 4 2/3 innings, allowing four runs. All were earned. Seven strikeouts on the day, but also allowed 13 base runners while he was on the mound today. Six walks and seven hits, and ultimately, Sean, that's what cost him.
Oh, no doubt about it. It was tough, you know, and they... Boy, you know, they made some great plays on defense and then some near great plays. And, boy, a couple of bounces here and there, and it could have been I think we could have been looking at extra innings. But, you know, Pena made the plays when they had to.
Again, congratulations to the Hillsboro Hilltoppers, but unfortunately their season comes to a close here at Pena High School. Once again, congratulations to Pena. They win a regional championship here on their home field. And they will advance to the sectional, I believe, facing the winner of Sacred Heart Griffin and Williamsville. I believe. I could be wrong.
The Bullets and the Cyclones.
Hard to believe Sacred Heart Griffin, a 2A baseball team this year. But, hey,
their enrollment is their enrollment in the last 3 or 4 years is really shot down. They really have an enrollment crisis. It makes things interesting on the football side. The multipliers push them up into 6A. Yeah. But, yeah, And, you know, they have had a whole new existence, 2A baseball, yeah. Went to the state tournament in basketball. Like, what? SHG State?
Yeah.
What? What? Basketball? What?
Yeah.
So, yeah, interesting times. It's a different era for those Catholic high schools.
We want to take this time to thank all of our sponsors, for without them, none of this would be possible. So please go out and patronize the businesses you heard here on the broadcast today. Again, without their support, we can't bring you high school sports coverage of any kind, so please go out and patronize the businesses you heard here on this station this afternoon. Thanks to our producer back in the studio, Gabe Osborne. He did a great job keeping us on the air today. And finally, thanks to our hosts, Pena High School, for treating us so well today. Once again, our final score, Pena 4, Hillsboro 2. The Panthers advance to the sectional semifinals after winning the regional championship on their home field. For Sean Bullitt, I'm David Jenkins, saying so long from Pena.